Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
body, soul, and spirit, that he is in control of. Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for waking us up this morning, oh Father God, giving us the breath of life. Oh Father God, lighting up our paths, oh Father God, because you know, oh Father God, the highways and the byways that we may travel today. And we thank you, oh Father God, for clearing those paths, oh Father God, even setting up for those people, oh Father God, that we're supposed to meet and to plant a seed of the word that you have given us into them. Oh, Father God, we thank you for being in total control, oh, Father God, of everything here up in the heavens and here up on earth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for even for your great mercy. Oh, Father God, we see you, oh, Father God, in everything that we behold, oh, Father God, because you, oh, Father God, are in control of everything, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, our soul magnifies the Lord and our spirit rejoices in God, our Savior, because you are our Savior. We thank you, oh, Father God, for who you have been in our lives and what you are establishing in our lives for the future, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for taking a blindness from off of our eyes, oh, Father God, so we may see, oh, Father God, your great and marvelous handiwork in everything that our eyes behold. Oh, we thank you and honor you and magnify you because you're awesome, God. Oh, you're God of gods, oh, Father God. You are Elohim. Oh, we magnify you and glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, we also thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God, that you have put around us, oh, Father God. And we thank you for allowing such things to come into our life, oh, Father God, because during those experiences, oh, Father God, we was able, oh, Father God, to establish a foundation upon your word through those experiences, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for getting the earth from out of us, oh, Father God, even through the circumstances. Because what the enemy meant for bad, oh, Father God, you turned around for our good, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you and honor you and magnify you, oh, Father God, for your word, oh, Father God, is living and it is active, oh, Father God. And it is sharper than any two-edged sword, oh, Father God, piercing, oh, Father God, to the vision of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, discerning the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. Oh, Father God, I thank you, oh, Father God, for circumcising our heart and for also giving us a heart of flesh. Oh, Father God, that balance upon the scales, oh, Father God, that our intention, oh, Father God, and everything that we do, oh, Father God, is based upon the foundation of your word that is in our heart, oh, Father God, that you have established within us, oh, Father God, through our trials and circumstances, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you say you'll never leave us and never forsake us, oh, Father God. And thank you, oh, Father God, for instilling that up in our hearts and minds, oh, Father God, for the things that we have went through and for the things that we have come to understand, oh, Father God, through the deceptions, oh, Father God, that have been going throughout the world from the beginning of time almost, oh, Father God. But you have given us the ability to see through, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, and stand on the foundation, oh, Father God, above your word, oh, Father God, that you have given us. Oh, Father God, we magnify you and we glorify you because there's none like you, oh, Father God. You are awesome, God, in all your ways, oh, Father God. And we honor you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God, that you are surrounding your people with, oh, Father God. And that protection is your word that has been engraved within their heart, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for keeping us, oh, Father God. Even when you have told us in your word, oh, Father God, that if things is not received that you have given us to share, oh, Father God, oh, if it's not received, oh, Father God, you have told us to dust it off and to keep it moving, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us that tenacity, oh, Father God, even giving us that boldness, oh, Father God, and to also measure things through love, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you for rising us up, oh, Father God, from out of the pits, oh, Father God, of our fleshly mindset and thinking, oh, Father God, but you have risen us, oh, Father God, above those things, oh, Father God, and moving in the spirit, because in your words you say that the spirit and the flesh, they are always warring against each other. Oh, thank you for in this time of our life, oh, Father God, that our flesh is totally subject, oh, Father God, to the word and the spirit of your word and the spirit of God that dwells within us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we honor you and glorify you and magnify you for all that you are doing in our lives, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. You are awesome in all your ways, oh Father God. Because even in your word, even in Romans, oh Father God, you tell us to be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, oh Father God. Thing, oh Father God. And that the things that we have went through, we have enhanced, that has enhanced our discernment. And we know, oh Father God, that your word that has been written and instilled within our hearts, oh Father God, has given to us the ability, oh Father God, to discern what is the will of you, Father God, and what is good and what is acceptable. Because all things may look good. We may be perceived things to be good, oh Father God, because of the ways that we have understood things up in the past. But you have opened up our eyes. You have given us eyes to see, oh Father God. And we understand, oh Father God, the way you have instilled your word in us to understand because of our relationship with you. Oh, and we thank you for that great love, oh Father God, because not everything, oh Father God, you have told us personally within our hearts is not to even be spoken of or said, but in our hearts, oh Father God, that you have given us that great love, oh Father God, to possess that love that you have for us that we should have for others, oh Father God. We tear down those strongholds, oh Father God, and those demonic entities that you have opened up our eyes to see, oh Father God, when we behold, oh Father God, a person, place, a thing. Oh Father God, we do it in the heavens, oh Father God, because our battle is not against flesh and blood, against powers and principalities in high places. So I thank you, Father God, for giving us that discernment and understanding in the time that we are in, oh Father God, because you are awesome, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for your healing of virtue, oh Father God, that you are dispensing throughout the land, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for bestowing upon us mental clarity, oh Father God, to understand things, oh Father God, to perceive things, oh Father God, and not to see them as the world has presented them to us to see, oh Father God, but see them through the eyes of love, oh Father God, see it through the eyes the way you, oh Father God, see things, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, and we thank you for the transformation. We thank you for the transition. We thank you for the elevation, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you for the stabilization, oh, Father God, within us. Oh, Father God, you are awesome God. Oh, Father God, there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we praise you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, even in your word you say, oh, that we do not want the rocks to cry out. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for now in this temple within our body, every cell, every movement through the veins, our generator was called that puts out the presence of your glory, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for everything being balanced within us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, to our ears being open to your voice and your voice only, oh, Father God, that still precious voice, oh, Father God, that we have come to understand you, oh, Father God, when you speak to us individually. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God. We thank you for what you have done up in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your spirit going throughout the land, oh, Father God, touching those in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God, that need a touch in those areas, oh, Father God, that they may be weak in, oh, Father God, because in your word in Corinthians, oh, Father God, you say that we may walk in the flesh, oh, Father God, but we are not waging war, oh, Father God, according to the flesh. For our weapons, oh, Father God, that you have given us of our warfare is not of the flesh, oh, Father God, but of divine power to destroy strongholds, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, with the love that you have given us, oh, Father God, he has even learned how to destroy arguments, oh, Father God, and every lofty opinion that have raised up against your knowledge, oh, Father God, that you have given individual to understand and see you in, that we are able to catch every thought captive, oh, Father God, to the obedience of Christ, oh, Father God, and to punish every disobedience, oh, Father God, when our obedience is complete. Oh, Father God, we honor you. Oh, we magnify you. We glorify you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you for your healing, oh, Father God, just permeating yourself throughout our bodies, oh, Father God, in those areas, oh, Father God, that the enemy tried to attack. Oh, Father God, because infirmity and disease does not come from you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that your supernatural power, oh, Father God, is transforming the food, oh, Father God, and water and everything that we consume supernaturally to give us the nutrients and vitamins that we need, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, show yourself strong in this area, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God, and all that you're going to do it in the lives of your people, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you even have told us, oh, Father God, to rejoice in you always, 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 and to let our reasonableness be known to everyone, oh, Father God, because you are in us, with us, around us, and for us, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for the great work that you are doing within, up in individual lives, oh, Father God, and individual families, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for you destroying, oh, Father God, every thing, oh, Father God, that the enemy has set up in our lives, oh, Father God, and that we have come to think that is true. Lord, thank you for opening up our eyes to see, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you and glorify you and magnify you. Oh, and my brothers and sisters of believers in Christ, I leave you with this. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, and if there is any excellence, and if there is anything that is worthy of praise, keep our mind and think on these things. Shalom.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U, .org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
the land. So much killing in the land. People are dying in the land. My prayer is heal the land. There is hatred in the land. There is crime in the land. No love in the land. My prayer.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word
Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word to tell me just what to do. Please send the word. God, I need to hear from you. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you. Oh, just got bad news. Light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word from you. I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Let me hear your voice. Oh Lord, I know I need a word from you. Hey, I hear you, Lord. I hear you say, stand still and know that you are God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Against me shall be able to prosper. Trials of light. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
God bless you and top of the day to you. I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Laron Matthew, and I welcome each and every one of you from all around the world joining us on today. And we bless the Lord for what the Lord is doing. We give him all the praise, the glory, and we have to give him the honor because it's only through him that we're able to experience such a presence and such a powerful move in the land. Thank God for intercessors and prayer warriors on today, those who are standing in the gap and maintaining the power of the breakthrough and the breaker's anointing. Bless the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. And certainly, I give God the praise, glory, and honor, and I don't take it lightly, all of the majestic things the Lord is doing for the believers. And I'm telling you, there's things that the Lord is putting in motion for those who truly trust him, lean on him, and standing on his word, because it's only the word of God that will sustain us, keep us, and maintain us in these days, season, hours, and time. So So we bless the Lord for you. Thank you, intercessor. Prayer warriors on today. Bless the Lord for you, you, and you on this day. All right. Those of you who have been following us, you've been following us along the way, and we certainly give God praise, glory, and honor. Pray with me, if you would, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for your presence, your power, and your glory. Father, we thank you right now for the wind of the Bohosha, Basatele Bohosha, Kada. Thank you for the wind that's blowing in the favor of your people, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, direct my mouth, Lord Jesus, that I will release the oil of understanding in the time that we are in the name of Jesus. Cover the mind of your people, God, heal them, deliver and set free. Let your glory be personified in the earth realm. We bind the hand of the enemy, and we come against every strange spirit. We come against every foreign sound, language that has been released in the land, God, from the Nephilims, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up social media attacks against the mind of your people, God, and we eradicate the strong man that been set through, God, the narrative in the land. Father, we thank you for it right now. You said in your word, God, that a 3-4 cord is not easily broken. You also said in your word, God, whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. And we bind the strong man, God, in this atmosphere, God, in the hemisphere and troposphere and biosphere. And we speak to the elements right now. We command every demonic force to behave even now in the name of Jesus. We come against every jurisdictional spirit, God, that's trying to link itself to the purpose and the mandate of your people. And Father, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we bind up and we overrule every diabolical governmental entity, the Bohosha Tabasi, entity that is trying to control the mind of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, we pull down demonic interest groups and strongmans, God, that work with entities, God, in the name of Jesus. And we overrule every diabolical intent. And Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is your shot. And it is so in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you for it. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. And it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. All right, go ahead, you all. Bless somebody. Share with somebody. We're going to deal with part two. If you have been following us, we've been teaching and sharing from the book of Daniel, But today there's a word from the Lord that I have been sharing with many of you. And we started this week, and I want to continue from this place because this is an important time for the believers as we're preparing to go into this election time. The enemy is trying to break the will of many believers right now. He's trying to break the will of many of you. And those who are weak, if you in any place, if you weak right now, you need to be with somebody that is strong. Weak people will not be able to survive the next 6 months. If you weak in any capacity, you need support. You need somebody to be under. If you in any place of being weak, you need to be covered. Because what the enemy is doing, the enemy, demonic spirits, are lobbying now. They're lobbying in the political world. They're lobbying in the church world. They're lobbying in the media. They're lobbying in stages, arenas, platforms. Every demonic spirit is lobbying for people's souls. And so most titles that are being released right now are titles to gather you in so that they can do what needs to be done. See, demonic spirits need a gathering, and they need people to come together. And what they're doing in their power and their ability is they're lobbying those who are weak, who are interested in being connected to organizations, denominations, part of cliques, society, fraternity, so that they can engage power through the spirit realm, but power through the energy and the power through the spirit on your life. And so I'm going to share this today. This is actually part two. Most of you see it. Part two I'm sharing. And I know you have to brace yourself and buckle your seatbelt up, because I'm going to tell you, after the election of 2022, I want the world to know, you ain't seen nothing yet. You saw coronavirus. You saw what happened in New Orleans, the tornado that came there. You saw what happened in 9/11. Men and women of God, you have not seen nothing yet after this election. You're talking about chaotic. You're talking about demonic forces. You're talking about people you didn't think that were with you. Oh, yeah, things have changed. The things have changed. You talking about schizophrenia, bipolar, mental illness, you name it. It's in effect. And I'm telling you, demonic spirits are lobbying for those who will be part of their movement, part of their team, and part of their structure. Because see, demonic forces are not interested in, demonic forces, they're not interested in what I want to use a term, I'm going to be very careful about it. They're not interested in how great you are in the Lord. They want to know if that you are available to use the gift on your life that God has given you to push their movement in the land. Now, if you are anybody that flows in the fivefold ministry, your gift is being tainted. Your gift is being used by these forces to paint your gift, but use it for their movement, strategy, game, and the list goes on. So that is why over the last several years, there have been people, organizations that have been watching many of us on the social platform. They've been watching your numbers go up as it relates to people that are watching you. They've been watching how you speak, your study skill, how God's been revealing the mysteries of the kingdom of God, how he's been revealing sacred things to your life. And so from that place, demonic spirits are manipulating the weak because they're watching you and they're watching how you flow and they're utilizing how you flow and the momentum on your life for their own demonic powers. Now, so that many people can understand, in Revelation, when the word of the Lord God said that Michael and his angel defeated Satan and his angel, the word of God said there was no place found for Satan in eternity anymore. There was no place found for him. So he knows and recognizes that those of us who God has founded and are using our gift for the kingdom, he's trying to attach himself to what's on your life to defeat people or to draw them in with deception, manipulation, and the list goes on. So the believers right now, we have to really be in place in our thoughts, minds, and will, and even the word of the Lord God. Because, see, demonic spirits, they're not interested in anything else. They're interested in what's on your life. And so the climax of the spirit realm is to pull weak people into the trap that are gifted. And what they're going to do, demonic spirits are going to train you based upon how they fell from heaven. And that spirit is going to use your gift through pride. See, demonic spirits are going to use your gift through pride and get you to use your gift to exalt yourself against other men and women of God. And they're going to lure you into the trap and use what's on your life to manipulate others. And then when you become a prophet, they're going to use you as a profiteer. When you become an apostle, they're going to use you as an imposter. They're going to use you. When you are a teacher, they're going to use you to take the word of God and take it for that word. They're going to use you as an evangelist. They're going to use your gift to manipulate jurisdiction. They're going to use you as a pastor to be a tyrant in the kingdom of God, manipulating the people. And so after this election, many minds of the people who are connected to the kingdom of God are going to be twisted and manipulated because what they're their self with everything that they need right now to pull you in. They're pulling people in. They're pulling you in. So today's message, this is part two for you all. Please share with everybody. This is part two. It's time to seize the unknown. The believers, we must seize the unknown. We have to seize this unknown like never before. It's time to seize it. Now, when I say seizing the unknown, I want you to understand this when I speak about seizing the unknown. One must be ready to take hold suddenly and forcibly because there are people in positions they no longer have power, but they only have position. There would be so many people that are operating in high levels. What they would do now is they're gonna release mantles, but because they don't have the power and the authority of what God has given to many of us right now. And they're gonna try to manipulate you with their weak position, and they don't have the power. That's why what they're doing right now in the earth realm, they're trying to do everything in the world to take out young people. They're trying to taint men and women of God. They're really trying to get to the women to make y'all feel like you all are women king, because you're not a king. You can never be a king. And I don't care what the movie said, you can never be a king. They're trying to move you from your femininity to mess up your woman body, your womanhood, because you'll never become an Esther, you'll never become a Ruth, you'll never flow in the power of a Deborah. You will operate totally out of your character, and you will never be who God wants you to be. You'll never find a man that God has for your DNA. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me today. I'm talking to some real information today. So you will understand why the enemy is messing, why many people in the body of Christ are dealing with an identity crisis in their mind, and then they would deal with a crisis in their body. Because the enemy is trying to trap many of you at a pivotal time in your life. They couldn't kill you in 2021, 2019, because it was a setup. They could not destroy you in 2020. What they did is they prepared you for grief and obituary, and they kept you in a season of twistiness and confusion. 2021, it was an attack on the mental capacity and the people's ability to have reasoning, and then your sensory peripheral, which connects you to your posture. If you ever notice anybody after 2021 and 2021 coming into 2022, people's posture were changed, and so they could not operate the way they used to operate. So many leaders went back to old things, old ways, old messages, old thought process to gather the people back into the building without building the strength of the mind. And so most people came back into the institutional system. You came back into being institutionalized. Many people have been institutionalized. And so pastors and leaders, we must deal with people who are institutionalized. They've been institutionalized because they never came out of being institutionalized, because they were dependent on the institution to cover them and to keep their mind. But I came to prophesy to somebody today. It's time to seize the unknown. There are so many things that the Lord is releasing right now in this hour through the sound of God. Many people... The word of God says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So you have to have an ear to hear right now. You have to have an ear to be open to the things of God. And some people really don't have the ear because they're still institutionalized. And don't get frustrated by individuals and people who really don't understand us right now, because they're trying to come out of the incarcerated ways, the things that have incarcerated their mind. And so we have to still be able to maneuver through those demonic forces and strongholds on their life, the strongholds on their life. We're going to go right into teaching Jeremiah 33 and 3. I'm sharing it with others so that they can be blessed today. Jeremiah 33 and 3. And those of you who are following us, please immediately share it with others. You want as many people to be able to gather what I'm sharing today, Jeremiah 33 and 3. And for many of you all, I want to say this right now for many of you all who are having dreams concerning numbers, I want you to know, I don't care what number it is. If you having dreams concerning numbers, I want you, some of you can put it on the screen here. If you having dreams concerning numbers, especially double number like 444, 888, 555, 777, numbers that are concerning numbers, those are sacred codes of generational points. Now listen to this. Those are sacred codes of generation inheritance. Those are sacred codes. So many of you who are having dreams concerning numbers, these are all sacred codes of your generational bloodline. Hey, La Basha. See, let me tell you something. I want to reveal this to some of you so you can know. 2 weeks ago, I was almost killed twice on the highway. Twice. Actually, three times. The first time, I was driving behind an 18-wheeler. And the 18-wheeler threw a log off the truck. It fell off the truck on the highway. It barely hit. And I'm telling you, it was the angels of the living God. For this one, Elder Foster, Evangelist Foster. It was an 18-wheeler that hit. It came at my car. Came straight up my car because the 18-wheeler was hitting me. It came out. It bounced up. And all of a sudden, I could just see. I said, my God. Boom, hit the back of my wheel. I could look through the rearview mirror, and all these cars were spinning. It hit one car, the tire went flat. That was one. That was one time the enemy tried to take me out. That was one time. Then the next time, I'm on the highway driving again. The same spirit, a man spit out of control, his car turned and veered towards everybody in the traffic. God shut me around that traffic. I'm telling you, people of God, the things that I've been revealing to the world and to the body are things that are encrypted. And that is why coronavirus and all of the things they've been selling, and especially formula food, are encrypted with codes to deviate the codes in your body from being able to understand the codes that will reveal the inheritance that already belong to us. And these encrypted codes, if you don't understand them, what you would do is you would still think it's a number. You would still think, oh, just a number. Let me tell you something. 9/11 was a setup. If 9/11 was a setup, 911 and 2001, it was a cryptic code. If you're watching how things are done, these all are encrypted. And so demonic forces, demons who fell from eternity, that fell from the eternity, you have to remember when God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, there were angels that was assigned to every human. And we had encrypted code. So when they fell and there was no place found in them, they no longer had the access to what was encrypted in us. So many of those fallen angels, Nephilim, use the system of eternity on human lives right now. And so these systems that they knew what they had, they could only use what was in the celestial realm at that time against us in terrestrial realm. and the believers, so many talented and gifted people who died prematurely, left because they sold their soul, manipulated or bowed to secret society and became part of fraternity. When you bow, you open up your brain, the center part of your brain, to those systems and organizations and denominations and secret societies and people to be able to control the mind, thought, and will of your life, your destiny, and your purpose. Am I blessing somebody today? Hope this is making sense. And when you do that, you open up sensory, and you open up your projectile of your central nervous system. You open those things up, and therefore, they have access to be able to do what they need to do. That's why the Word of God said a double mind. That means you're thinking from a double-minded place. Now, isn't it interesting? You see all of these double numbers, and so when you have a double mind, though, that means the enemy is playing on the good, the righteousness of you, and he's playing on the bad of you, because God is revealing to you the twin thing, the things that are one with him. And so these numbers are very critical to the DNA in us, the DNA in us. You know how people can speak to you and create a sound in your ear, and you can follow that sound, and you're feeling bad because what somebody said, because they're tapping into frequencies. And these frequencies will try to control the DNA of who you are. So that's why many of us, we can't let everybody have our ear. You can't let everybody have your ear. Not right now. You can't. Because what the enemy is doing, he's manipulating the process of what God has already connected for the men and women of God, for some of you right now. You are the greatest dispensation of this time. Some of you are in the greatest dispensation of this time in the earth realm. Why is that, Prophet Matthew? Because when you are in a world that is so wicked, God released so much wisdom. The wiser you are is the greater you become in a wicked generation. And see, your light is in your import in darkness. And so there's gross darkness and gross wickedness. And seeing gross darkness, it's important to understand the Milky Ways or understand the matrix of God. He kind of the most shot of the whole. Because in your body, when God separated infirmament from infirmament, waters from water, light from darkness, light of light from darkness, you through those spiritual dimensions were light moving through darkness. And that's why sound is important and light is important in you, because you're carrying the glory of God through these dimensions, and demonic spirits want to take your level of knowledge and cripple who you are. But under the power of sound, I am speaking to the depths of you so I can line men and women of God back to the DNA of the specific place of God. So you will not move and be controlled or sit there and wonder and ponder while the enemy try to change your posture. Look at somebody say, don't ponder, the enemy will change your posture. Sit there and ponder a while. Sit there and know what God told you. And then sit there. You sit there long enough, the enemy will attack your posture to change your mindset. You'll be sitting there saying, well, I won't do it. Forget it. Don't worry about it. And then be very careful who you talk to that is not, that doesn't have the level of the anointing. Don't give a novice power. He'll destroy himself. Don't give a wise man power, because what did he do? He'll manipulate. So you have to connect with souls in this dispensational time that will be able to allow you to bring you into the place where you will seize the unknown. Oh my. The unknown is being revealed to the world. That's why they're fighting right now. Last month, if you looked at last month, major concerts in the world, and you can go and Google this right now, major concerts in the world were canceled. Giant concert by celebrities and people were canceled. Why? Because those leaders and those men who made sacrifice did not have the frequency to dominate that sound realm or that realm of the acoustic or the soundtrack. Demonic spirits need men and women of God sound right now. That is why great leaders are passing their mantle, because they are in the last hour of the time of their life, where you remember when many of you remember when Saul lost his power. Let me bless you all. Just let me turn this to everybody. Jeremiah 33:3. Let's read Jeremiah 33:3. And I'm going to take you over and show you why sound is very pivotal for right now. And I'm going to share this with you. And then I'm going to take you and show you why the president of the United States of America, the sitting president, is between a demented and dementia. And I'm going to show you how he's been controlled with the dementia in him, and how he's been controlled. He's a puppet. He's in puppetry land. And that's why the world, America, is in a dementia state. America is in a state of losing its mind because of the highest level of leadership. The United States government didn't come to my house for nothing. They didn't send people while I'm flying on a plane and teaching. They're trying to pick up the data, and they're trying to figure out how is it that they could manipulate my atmosphere, how they don't have power to get into my jurisdictional frequency. Oh, yeah, they offer me more than a $20 seed offer. I've been given offers way beyond this. I don't have to do none of this. I can be sitting down on an island enjoying life, and just all I do is cash in at the bank. But because I'm not part of that system and I did not compromise, that's why you see a lot of people leaving the scene. All right, Jeremiah 33:3. Here's what it said, Jeremiah 33:3. Are you all with me? Jeremiah 33:3. Now, this is Jeremiah. He's locked in the prison. Let's read verse number one. He's locked in the prison. He's stopped and locked in the prison. And while Jeremiah is being locked in the prison system, he's locked, God is speaking to him from a place of being locked in, but his mind is not locked in. So Jeremiah 33:3. He said, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the courts of the prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, of Jeremiah, the Lord that formed what? Jeremiah. To establish who? Jeremiah. The Lord is his name, L-O-T. Because Jeremiah name, when you read Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah means Yahweh is uplifted and Yahweh is exalted. So through the 52 chapters of the book of Jeremiah is encrypted code to understand 52 weeks of the year. Isaiah 50, 66 chapters encrypted to understand the secret code of the 66 books of the Bible that they gave us. It's more than that. Now, Lamentation is 5 books that are encrypted to the areas where many people understand suffering, persecution, pain, grief, sorrow. Ezekiel, it opens you up to understand the 4 seasons of the year. 48 chapters are encrypted to understand when he called them Son of Man. Son of Man, being able to understand the dimension of God and how to move in the time period, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, to be able to understand. Four, it opens up separation and firmament, earth. And then 8 brings us into new beginning. So when God separated, he brought us into new. Now you put 4, 8 together, what do you get? 12. So that you would not be able to understand how to govern yourself based upon the separation and move it into the new. what the Lord is trying to get men and women of God to see. He's not doing nothing new under the sun. He's using a new people in the earth realm. You want me to say that again? He's not doing anything new under the sun. He's using new people in the earth realm. And the new people he uses in the earth realm will become sons and daughters of sonship. And that's why you will be able to understand the geography of the earth realm and the jurisdiction of the four corners. That's why when you see, when they talk about climate control, what they're trying to tell you is that the climatic shift, no, it's sin and demonic powers and demonic forces. Climatic control is to be able to control the climate in the midst of what's going on. When Elijah was in the cave, he heard a rumbling, but the word of God said it was not in it. He heard a breaking, but it was not in it. Because Jeremiah was carrying so much power inside of him. In the cave, he was carrying so much power that he was shifting atmospheres in the cave. I'm releasing it to you. Because a human body, let me tell you something. If a demon, one demon, has power, or one angel has power that carries, that has power to destroy over 6,000 demons, then think about you who are a little lower. You have power in your sound of your projectile to dominate over 6,000 to 7,000 frequencies and sound of people. So what did he say? What did Jesus say to the man, who are you? He said, who are you? He said, we are legion. A legion of demons is over 6,000 demons. Now, if you have the power to control your atmosphere, because what people think, they think you need a worship leader, you need a musician, you need drummers, you need keyboard people. No, you need your sound. See, they need to follow your frequency. That's why you have competition in churches with musicians who think they're better than pastors. They think they're greater than you. Your projectile is so anointed in the power realm that you have the power to open up portals in the unknown. Your sound moves at 1,128 feet per second. That's 86,400 seconds in a day. So your dimensional realm have sound and frequency to dominate any atmosphere. And if he weaken you, because demon spirits are looking for weak people to give them the title, you will not be able to do what you need to do because you're being controlled by the path and the path of the demon. When you operate in the spiritual dimension, you're going through the pathway. That's why the Lord said, seek for the old path. People did not want to seek for the old path when what he was trying to do, he said, that means really seek for the mysteries of the Ancient of Days so that you can move the people out of the misery of the demonic forces. And people didn't want to seek for the old path because they didn't have the power to tap into those spiritual dimensions that God was revealing to them of decades, of all the way from the beginning of time. It had not even been revealed. It had not been even prophesied into the earth realm, the power of the secrets that God wants to reveal to the people. That's why if the enemy can, one thing about the enemy, if he cannot stop you, that's what he do. He'll push you out there to destroy you. So many people have went before time and they've been destroyed. If he cannot stop you, he will push you out there. Oh, yeah, he, you ain't going nowhere. Well, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. If he can't stop you, he'll push you out there to destroy you. He'll put you before time. All right, let's move over to, and I share with the people, I'm going in this alignment. It's time to seize the unknown. Seizing the unknown. Be able to seize the unknown. It's time to seize the unknown. Some of us, we have to be able to seize the unknown. You have to seize it. You have to be able to seize the unknown. This is a powerful time to be able to seize the unknown. Let me go over here to this real quickly. We already talked about understanding what seeds mean, seizing the unknown. Many have to be prepared to seize the unknown. How many know that God is up to something mightily for you to be able to seize the unknown? It's a powerful task to be able to seize it. Seizing the unknown. And as you're seizing it, you're knowing exactly what God is saying to you. Hallelujah. And those who have followed me, let's go over to the book of Samuel, chapter number 16, book of Samuel, chapter 16. And then we're going to go over those points with you all, those points that many people need to understand the point. The book of Daniel, chapter, first Daniel, chapter 16, Daniel, chapter 16. Now, the book of Daniel is very important. When you read the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel 16, go to 1 Samuel 16. Now, this is a transitional book. When you read the book of Samuel, transitional, they're moving from what we call judges to kings. They're transitioning from priest to prophet. It's a transitional book. And so this records the life of Samuel. And Samuel will be known as the prophet that not one of his words fell to the ground. That means that everything in the dimension of Saul's life was encrypted, so none of his words will fall to the ground, period. Samuel will be Israel's last judge. He will reign in the decline of Saul, the falling of Saul. He will the Israel first king. And they would, and God has chosen from this place Israel's greatest king. It would be the first, but the greatest. That's why you when you hear that the word of the Lord God say the last will be first, the first will be last, is because God is moving us to the greatest now, to the greatest, the highest peak of the pinnacle of things. That's why I was in a meeting with some white colleagues. These are men and women, white colleagues, and they, even white America, white colleagues were saying, if black America just knew the power that they had, it would be impossible. It would be, these are white colleagues that were sharing how the power that comes out of the DNA of the original people is so powerful. And they were sharing with me, and they were like, man, because they didn't call me prophet. They would say, Dr. Matthews, it's so interesting. And one of the white colleagues said, man, when I heard about you, it was a white gentleman, he's probably on today. He said, when I heard about you, I immediately told a team of our people, look, follow this man. This is a white colleague said, follow this man now. Listen to what he's saying. Some of the things that they were trying to figure out, they didn't know in detail until they start following me. And when they start following me, because you know, white America do research. They come in our community, do research, study our community. They said, man, the impeccable ability and what you're revealing in encryptedness of things is totally impeccable. They showed me a map. Let me tell you something. They showed me a map, and they said, on this map, you don't know us, but we follow you, and we created a map to follow. And it was interesting. We created a map to follow the secrets and the wealth, how to get to wealth. They followed me to get wealth. They knew how to go to different places, different times. See, that's why you can't tell everybody everything. It's only our culture who are controlled by the system of incarceration. Because we were trained to be ruled on, not trained to be reigned. We reign, they take the power that's in us that reigns to rule us. And that's why the power, any man and woman who have power to reign, you have power in realm. And when you have power in realm, you have power in dimension. But if they can rule you, they can control the reign and the realm and the dimension. That's why many of these celebrity people who are black young men that hip-hop, they control by what we call the Zionist system of Jews. That's why people don't like me. But they got to pay me. They got to pay Prophet Matthew. Okay, you don't get this kind of information for most of you all have been blessed. And 90% of you all who have been blessed, y'all just listening. Y'all listening and say, oh, you're feeling good and it's important. You ain't even taking notes. They're taking notes to what I'm saying. I'm revealing things to them. And then they're following up. And they following up on every specific detail that I'm sharing with them. Let's go over the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel. Because, see, most people, they're following, but they're following from the place of, you think he know it all? You think he better than each other? No, I'm not. I'm saying sanctified filled with the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is keeping me. It ain't the creeper. See, when you walk in a place in God, he can reveal things to you. What does the word of God say? If your ways please the Lord, he'll make your enemy have peace with you. Timothy Ferguson, see, when you please God, you don't worry about the other religious world. You don't worry about what people say. That doesn't even move me. I'm not moved. I'm not moved by people who are incarcerated in their mind. If they're incarcerated in their mind, you know they're incarcerated in their body, spirit, and soul. Amen. Let's go here real quickly. All right. Now this is so people can understand where we are at in a pivotal time. Look at how many people are yelling, it's time for revival. We are already revived. Revival has already begun. You just have to follow. You have to tap into the presence of God. If you're not revived, it makes no difference how many revivals you do. Because to revive something, it means it's dead. We don't need revival. We need regeneration. Regenerate the people. See, people, to regenerate somebody means that what's inside of you has been contaminated. We regenerating the people because what's inside you, you're not dead. You need to be regenerated. Those, when the dead, they got to be buried. They got to be buried. So if my white colleague requests them to meet me, and they had to pay me, look, To reveal what you're telling them. Look at the farming industry. The farming industry, because it was about farming about nature, farming, agriculture. I'm teaching people on agriculture. Washington, he taught them agriculture. He took a peanut and made rubber out of it. He took a peanut and built so many things for Henry Ford, it's unimaginable. And Henry Ford was a Jew. So to take, and then they castrated him so his DNA wouldn't go any further. So you know the power you have as an anointed man and woman of God. Let me share something with you. Are you all ready? Look at somebody say, you got to be ready for this. All right. The 1 Samuel chapter 16. Now, Samuel, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel are parallel to 1 Kings and 2 Kings. So when you read Samuel, you have to understand the transition that God moves people in. And many people don't understand transition. Transition deal with transit, transportation, transcending, moving. You don't need a passport in the natural. You need to have a presence in the spiritual realm. In the spiritual realm, you can maneuver in the spiritual dimension. And you can go through the passport. So you don't need nobody to stamp your passport. You need the presence of God to approve you through his presence. And you'll be able to move. Let's move into second. This is 1 Samuel chapter 16. I got to move to this real quickly so the people can understand that right now it's time to understand to seize the unknown. Seize the unknown. Now, to seize the unknown means to take hold. Take hold to suddenly when things are forcibly done. To take hold, to seize it, to seize the moment. It means for many of us to grab hold, to grasp it, take it. There are things that is being loose to us in the spiritual world. We have to seize that. But because fear has gripped many people, faith can't keep us. Fear grips you, faith can't keep you. So for many of us right now in this spiritual dimension, the unknown is the most powerful thing or thought in the world right now. Faith is telling fear you can't win. Faith is telling fear you can't win. That's number one. Faith is telling fear you can't win. When you operate in faith, you operate in atmospheric power. You can control sun, moon. You can control hemispheres, tropospheres, biosphere, lithosphere. You can move. The terrestrial realm and the celestial realm meet up. You are the celestial of God carrying the power in the terrestrial realm. And so you can move in the matrix of God. And in that spiritual dimension, you can transcend oneself. That's why the new norm right now is the identity crisis. Look at how many people, the children that are changing themselves from boys, girls to boys, boys to girls. Why? Because in the matrix realm, satanic forces have forced America to choose, instead of dealing with abortion, what they're doing is they're trying to abort the mind. So they get rid of abortion, but they keep the mind moving. So you can overturn Roe versus Wade, but if you wade in your mind with laws and regulations that dominate those realms, your child, the children will operate in those dimensions. Sensory peripheral. Put the child in front of TV. It's the sensory, YouTube, all of those systems, they put perverted sound and imagery in it. And most people are controlled by imagery, images of the thing. And they're being dominated by those realms. That's why the body of Christ, you can't play with homosexuality. You can't play with perversion. You can't play on the love movement. You can't play on all of these things. Because when you play on those spirits, you open up those dimensions for them, for the enemy to incarcerate your atmosphere with those demonic presence. And the enemy plays on that. And that's why you have so many church world and the world playing on, oh, well, God loves everybody. Let me tell you something about God loving everybody. He loves every single human on the earth that he is. That man or that woman on the earth that comes under the authority and the obedience of God's will, those he has. When you are trying to change his very law of when he said, let there be, and he made us in the image and likeness, it tells us that the evil demonic spirits that are being sold to the pedophilia system of the highest ranking world of bestiology and the highest ranking world of trafficking children and blood sacrifice in the spirit realm, an identity crisis. You are a diabolical spirit. Those are diabolical spirits against the people of God. And isn't it interesting? They're some of the most gifted and talented children, people in the earth realm. The diabolical entity are trying to manipulate the church world. And then when they draw you into their web, what they do is they make an offer to your DNA. They don't make no offer to you. You give them the right. They make an offer to your DNA, your encrypted DNA. That's why I told many of you, when you see all of these numbers, you see all of these numbers, those are generational numbers encrypted to the codes of your DNA, of your specific details of your inheritance. Some of you are inherited. That you are inherited. Some of you right now, there are inherited that your family line never was able to tap into. Your bloodline was never able to tap into. You were encrypted for those DNAs. And those numbers that you see are encrypted codes to you to open you up to a spiritual dimension that you will have power. And the universe responds to the human power that you carry. That's why you know how people who can levitate, those are dimensions that they can tap into. That's why many of us who can pray, you can go from one city to another city to nations in the spirit realm. And that's why the spiritual world of light shows up in your house. Some of you can have light in your house. Some of you have, you can dull the power of dull, the dimension you can tap into. That's why many of you who can operate in miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth web are very powerful. But if you ever notice, most of those great miracle-working people who flowed in miracles had lonely lives. They struggled deeply with oppression, brokenness. Even A.A. Allen, who dealt with alcoholism, Catherine Kuhlman, deep depression, some of these great leaders, Smith Wigglesworth, deep depression. Because when you tap into those spiritual dimensions between eternity and insanity, when you come from that place, you got to deal with a world full of insane people. And you got to deal with the human system. Everybody's trying to clone the people. That's why you got people clowning. That means, number one, if faith is telling fear, you can't win. Now, let me read this so you can understand the power of sound and how important it is. All right, this is chapter, 1 Samuel chapter 16. Here's what he says. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Reign. When you look at the word reign, it means rule. Ruling, heirs to, throne to, kingship, reign. How long will you mourn for Saul? I have rejected him from reigning. Now, why is it that right now in the earth realm, there is no queen sitting on the throne in United Kingdom? There's no queen there. Why? Because the next level of succession must be a dark woman, Meghan Markle. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. I'm going to teach y'all something today. I'm teaching you. And so the father, if you ever notice the father, Charles, if you ever see how he moves with a, you see how he walks? You see, I have it here like that. And he hangs around. If you ever notice, most of the time he's around darker people. You see him more around darker people. Go Google it right now. Look at all the people he's around, the darker people. Now, his wife, which is Camille, cannot sit on the throne because the DNA and the specific set time in the earth realm is not in the favor of her genealogy. Look at what they just did for Harry. They just put Harry in a very powerful position. Just before Queen Elizabeth left, his other brother left the royal family. And then he came back with his wife because their DNA is connected. That's why everybody's watching all of these numbers, 333. Your code is connecting to the genealogy of your original bloodline. Am I teaching somebody today? Are you all getting this? Are you getting what I'm sharing with you? Because you got to understand, everybody that's seeing these number systems in their dream and on their watches are encrypted time. It's the timing right now. That's why for many of you right now, you're wondering why foreign money haven't been released just yet. Because as soon as the throne is shifted, the monetary system is shifted. The currency is shifted. That's why what they're losing right now is a portion of the wealth. You ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to be released to the people. Isn't it interesting? The movie they released called The Women King was done by two white women. See, even white people know the deal. It's just that the black sisters who didn't have fathers in their home, who did not have an image to look forward to, it's hard to submit. Have them hard to submit to the authority of a man. I'm teaching y'all. Don't get mad at me. I'm teaching. I'm trying to help you out so you can understand the power of why we got cancer, sickness, battles, issues in our life because of all that is going on. The identity crisis, the fight among us, all of these things. Because they knew what they were doing after the 70s to break up the structure of the family, the father and the mother of the home, and the 80s, imprisonment, incarcerating the man, destroying the boys, the image. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to help y'all understand the system. Because if you don't understand the system, you'll be repeating something. Okay, let me teach. I'm already teaching, but let me take you to the next level. Touch you, he's taking us to the next level. Here's what he says. Rejected from reigning over Israel. Israel means promise. Now, what they're trying to sell you is they're trying to sell you land. Israel are a people. It's a people. Israel, they just made Israel a state in 1947, I think, 47, 57. It has always been a people. We were considered a tent people. We traveled from one place to another. We were controlled by jurisdiction. That's why, let me drop this out. Any man, any male man that has authority and power and walking authority and power in the land, you are powerful men because they seek after you. Women, gays, high-ranking people, everybody seeks after you because of your posture, because you walk in authority. People don't like you because of your authority and the power for what you attain, the way you carry yourself. You're curious. Go over to Europe. Get off the plane in Europe. When I was over in Europe, go to Argentina. Go to Brazil. Go over to Asia. Go travel to different countries. When they see the black male, the dominant ability for what you have, and talk with sense, and don't have a crazy record and a background, I'm telling you, the power for which you carry, the authority for which you carry, you're not weak. You're the strength. You have power and dominance. Your DNA, the seed inside you, is very encrypted with powerful. Let me move on down. I'm just telling you. And here's what blows our mind. My white colleagues, what I'm saying right now, they already know. They, when I'm talking like this, all they're doing is writing notes. We know. We understand. They understand. We just don't know. Our little boys who are shooting each other, killing each other by that chemtrail, water in our food. These different agencies of people who move into your community, selling your children second grade food. Arabs and Indian people coming to your community, building stores, selling, putting liquor, the liquor store. Oh, yeah, I'm teaching y'all so you can understand what you're dealing with. Let me move on down. He said, reigning over Israel, fill thy horn with oil. Fill thy horn. Horn. Now, look at all the prophetic codes I'm giving you. Horn. The horn. Fill thy horn with what? Oil. Horn. Oil. The horn. What is that? The shofar. Feel the sound with the presence of the oil. Come on, let me. And go. And I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite. For I have provided a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go? If Saul hear it, he would do what? Kill me. And the Lord said, take a heifer. Take a virgin lamb with thee. And say, I have come to a sacrifice. And the Lord, to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show thee what thou shalt do. And thou shalt anoint unto me. Now listen to this, people of God. See, sometimes people don't teach right. He said, I would anoint unto who? God. Not you. Not anybody else. Let me take you again. And I will show thee what thou should do. And thou should anoint unto who? Me. God. The anointing is unto God. I'm anointed for God. I'm surrendered to touch his people. The anointing comes through God. You are anointed for God. You gifted for the people. Gifted people are taking their gift where their character can't keep them. Anointed people are anointed from God because you can flow in a certain dimension in God. God is the creative mechanism of the anointing. Jesus is a crystal, Christology. He's considered the anointed one. Let me read you on that. Are you being blessed? Anointed unto me, him whom I name unto thee. Who is that? He said he's already gave David a name unto him. So David was already encrypted from eternity in past. So before David ever sinned, he was considered a man after God's own heart. He was already the heart of God or the harp of God. That's why he was able to play the harp beautifully, because he had the heart of God frequency. Let me move it up. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the town trembled at his coming and said, cometh thou peaceably? And he said, peaceably. And I have come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourself and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and him and his son and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass when they were come that he looked upon Eliab, and surely the Lord anointed is before him. Surely the Lord anointed is before him. Notice, before him. Let me move it down. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on the countenance or on the height or stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeketh not as man seeth. Seeth, not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. The heart has an ear, H-E-A-R-T. The heart has what? An ear. Earth has an ear. Fear has an ear. Most people are listening to fear, F-E-A-R, the ear of fear. You have to have the heart, the ear of God, so that the earth can respond to the heart of God. The universe is in submission to those that are in obedience. You want me to say that again? The universe is in submission to those that are obedient. How do you flow and control your atmosphere? The universe is in submission to those that are obedient. Walk in obedience and watch how the universe is submitted to you. You walk in obedience, you can get any car you want from a car lot. You walk in obedience, you can build houses and land anywhere you want, because obedience is a down payment to the submission of the universe. America in a cataclysmic showdown after Tuesday. After Tuesday, America will be in the greatest cataclysmic showdown. And watch this. The European people are in trouble, and they know that. They know that. They know that in the cataclysmic showdown is among them in the earth realm. That's why the royal throne is not filled yet. In the crisis in the land, he knows it. Everything is getting ready. I want you to turn. What goes around comes around now. Weeping what you sow. You're watching the cataclysmic showdown. Isn't it interesting? Every election is won right now. Every election is won right now is because of melanated people, because they manipulate you. You all are pushing Democrats and cutting out Republicans because you're already encrypted with the boundaries. I know people don't like what I'm saying, but that's okay. You'll get over it. You can't do nothing to me. You better be careful if you try, because I have to send a warning sign to demons too, because some people don't understand what they're dealing with. You see how Yeshua did what he did? Let me move you to this. Here, and Jesus called on Abinadab and made him to pass before Samuel. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. Jesse made Shammah to come pass by. And he said, neither has the Lord chosen this. And again, Jesse made the seven sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord has not chosen thee. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all the children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now, here's what's important to all of us right this moment. And he sent and brought him in. Now, he was ruddy and was all and of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he who will be used by the presence of God. Anoint him. Now follow me, men and women of God. Then Samuel took the horn of oil. He took what? The shofar frequency and the oil, the anointing, and anointed him in the midst of his brother. Where? In the center, in the midst of his brother. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. Now, I want everyone to listen to this, so you will understand what you're dealing with in the royal family and the transition of what's getting ready to happen in the entire line of Vatican City. That's why the Pope is meeting with Islamic leaders right now. He's trying to merge Islamic leaders in. Y'all don't even know that, did y'all? The Pope is meeting with Islamic leaders. You know what he's meeting with? He's meeting with the tribe, the bloodline of Ishmael. See, you got to understand what's at stake in the world. Church leaders don't talk about this because they don't know. So the tribe of Ishmael is meeting. They're meeting. The Pope is meeting with them. Now, that's historical. It never happened. Because we understand what's at stake from the Abrahamic bloodline. See, we talk about Abraham, Isaac. You don't understand what Ishmael had. Ishmael are the most wealthiest people in the world. That was Abraham's first son. We chose the tribe unit of Isaac. But that And when you bring the heirs to what's original together, oh man, I'm trying to teach y'all something. I'm trying to tell you what's at stake, men and women of God. The tribe of Ishmael, and then the Pope, the Italian Pope, who was in Argentina. He was in Argentina. They're trying to merge. Why? Because they're trying to come around. He knows, the Pope even knows, he can't do anything with the bloodline of the Jews, of the original people. And that's why you're watching what's going on in the throne. Do you know when Prince Diana died, she was connected to a man who was of the tribe of Ishmael in 1996 when she passed away? Because they understood it. Queen Elizabeth, no, all of them people understood that. I'm trying to help y'all understand. So y'all won't be getting caught up in this religious genre, all this religious stuff. This is a powerful teaching. I'm trying to get you to see all of what's happening in the earth realm now. Let me read on down. Look at somebody say, teach, man, teach. Now, listen to this. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of the brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord God came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Now listen to this. Verse 4. But the Spirit of the Lord God departed from Saul and an evil spirit troubled him. What happened? See, what we must understand, people of God, what's happening in the world right now is not a mental change. It's not a mental change. It's the mental sound, the sound of the mantle. The Spirit of the Lord God fell upon Saul, fell upon David from that day forward. God gave him the power to reign in the realm. He gave him the power to rule as a king. He gave him power to rule as a priest. He gave him the power to rule as a prophet. He gave him all of those dimensions. So he gave him the power and the authority to reign. He was not the king yet. He was being trained by his enemy. So he was promoted by God. Everything you're watching right now is the enemy are training us. God is promoting us in the spiritual dimension. That's why I'm teaching. It's time to seize the unknown in the earth realm. It's time to seize it. Seize the moment. Seize the unknown. Am I teaching? So the spirit realm is open to us. That's why many people who are trying to flow in these dimensions cannot survive. They cannot survive this realm because they don't have, they're tainted. Let me move on down. So the seed, it means opportunity immediately to move in that dimension, to tap into that realm of the spirit realm. All seven continents came into alignment in 2020. All seven continents in the earth realm came into alignment. 2021, all seven hemispheres, all seven universe, all seven universe in the universe, the universe was in alignment because the cataclysm, what God was releasing to us is the unknown. And that's why fear was sent in to stifle those who had faith. If you're here now listening to me, you were not slated for death. The death realm, you were not even scheduled for it. Even when you got sick, you were not scheduled for death because that realm was not assigned to your DNA. You're not slated. You're a generation You were not slated to be killed, slated for the virus. You were not slated. That's why they spent more time in hot spots and identifying people to throw fear, to intimidate many of you. You were not slated for death. You were slated to fear and to slow your DNA down. Okay, number one. Number one, faith is telling fear you can't win. Number two, write this down. Number two for the people. Y'all hold on a quick second. I need to make sure all of my notes are in. I got everything in place. I just got to get my pen. I carry a pen with me. Number two, it's time to execute the plan. To execute the plan right now. Many of you who are told in 2021, prepare your books, prepare your CDs, your projects, because after this election and going into 2023, your book is an invention. Your CD is an invention. If you didn't execute a plan, and many of you need to get to it right now, 2023 will make you more wealthier than you have ever been in your life because the DNA is in your order. Do you know there was more millionaires created in the coronavirus than it was in the history? Go Google that too. It was more people became millionaires during the virus than any other time in history. Now, if that can happen then, just imagine where some of you will go in 2023 and what's about to hit your life for all of those who wrote books. If you wrote a book, you ain't seen nothing in 2023. You talking about being booked for the book? You ain't seen nothing, your sound of what's getting ready to emerge. You ain't seen nothing, the invitation in the earth realm where you're about to go. You ain't seen nothing yet, the project and all of the things that's going to be available for you. Everything is beginning. It's going to be the greatest time for many of you. Why? Because God has rejected those that are reigning because he has selected those who will control those realms. I told people before you even saw Ephesians 4 and 11, Ephesians 4 and 11 was already here. David was Ephesians 4 and 11. Number one, David was what? He was a shepherd. Number two, David was a prophet. David was a king. David was a priest. And David was a warrior. He had the fivefold ministry in him already. And many of you, you're gunning for the fivefold ministry, and you don't even understand the dimension of being the priest, the prophet, the king. Oh, my God, I'm trying to help you all understand. The warrior. The power you're carrying, and the shepherd, the power you're carrying in this dimension, and what God is giving you right now to handle, where God is showing, releasing to some of us right now. And then when the wave is coming, there's a wave coming in this spiritual dimension that he's releasing to some of you right now. Will be far greater than any other time in the history of the earth realm. I'm prophesying into some of you right now. You ain't seen nothing yet while the enemy is doing what he's doing, who you are. So the power and that dimension that he has you in. So when you see those numbers like you're watching, those are encrypted codes. Apostle Greg Jacob, you ain't seen nothing yet. Look at how the enemy does everything in his power. I'm prophesying to you, man of God. Everything in his power to try to set you up and set you back. Everything you do, it's like at every turn. The power and the dimension some of you are in, that God has given you all of the authority to tap into this realm. Do you understand? Now you understand why the enemy is trying to lure you in so they can use your power, the anointing on your life, because of where you're going right now in the earth realm. Some of you were supposed to transition. People were afraid to transition. I don't know. I'm gonna leave my family. Well, God told Abraham, bust the move, leave your family, get up out of there. I'm taking you to a land. I'm taking you to places unknown in the earth realm. Because what I'm releasing to many of you right now, it's time to seize the unknown. The unknown for many of us, the unknown, tapping into the unknown now, the unknown for many of us in this dispensation of time is very pivotal. The unknown is not known or familiar. And I'm prophesying to some of you right now. Some of you right now are going to walk into the unknown. The unknown requires you to not think from an earthly family bloodline in perspective, but from the key to really understand the mysteries of the system of I want to call it currency, the current realm, that you will be able to tap into that dimension, and no one will be able to stop you in signs and wonders. No one will be able to stop you in the dimension of jurisdiction. No one will be able to stop you in terms of being able to understand the universal move as it relates to nature, and to be able to flow in that spiritual dimension with power and authority. People are fighting for a position that belongs to you. Family members are fighting for a position that belongs to other siblings. People are gunning for places that their identity crisis will not give them. You have to know where you are right now. The unknown is undisclosed. I'm going to preach this, and I'm going to end right here. Are you all ready? The undisclosed, Sister Shanette Davis, the undisclosed means that right now where you're at, you're still in the inner set of God. The inner set of God means I'm preparing you for intercession with him. The inner set of God means in the earth realm, God have us enter in a set place where David was the inner set of God. To be in the inner set of God means David was with the sheep until God called Samuel to call him into the inner court. Inner set means I'm taking you into the inner court of God. When God takes you into the inner court of him, it means you have a meeting with God and demons. And in that realm, Satan makes accusation against your bloodline, not you, because he cannot make an accusation against you. He can accuse of the brethren, what's in your DNA, and your numbers are sacred codes. The 3-3, the 11-11, the 4-4, the 2-2, all of those are sacred codes to the bloodline. You're to go inside and defend those systems of the bloodline to let God know you will be the one that will break the code that has been set by the Nephilim against your bloodline because of your power source. I hope this is making sense to somebody. Some of you are very strategic now in your bloodline. Your parent can't do it. The bloodline. See, David, he was an intercept. And when he breached God, God said, my mercy will not leave David. David would have to pay for it through what? The sins, the son of man. He said, you will deal with what? The consequences of man. And some of you, you are at that pivotal point in the earth realm. 23. Even the Pope in Rome knew this. Queen Elizabeth knew this. The noble Bertie knew this. Bill Gates knew this. All of them that sit in that, those nine people that sit in that room and all of them pass that blood sacrifice around that cup that they use of children's blood, they knew this. They knew this. And they knew the lot fell on many of us. And some of you, you are the course changers, not to your city, to the universe. You're bringing things into life. That's why they're doing what they do in Walt Disney World, in Hollywood. And people that are talking about Kanye West is crazy. He ain't crazy. He's been used as a sacred weapon. Now, y'all ain't ready for me, because some of you already sold your soul. Because of the power that be. I was 18 years old when the United States government met me, five white gentlemen at 18. Why? I was 18. I'm 55 now. I would not sell my soul because they knew down the road they had all these traps. At 2 years old, I was dead. At age six, I was considered ADHD. I was considered a problem child. They told my parents, give me medication. At seven, they said, I'm special ed. I'm a special needs child. I'm telling you how they do your system. ADHD, special needs, education, miseducated, misdiagnosis. Some of you right now are coming out of the greatest misdiagnosis in the earth realm. Am I blessing you today? I have a PhD, a earned PhD. So how can I be miseducated? How can I be ADHD? Master, bachelor, PhD, and an honorary one. Why? Because in the DNA is the power that you have to know that you have. The carry, the authority that you're carrying. I said, well, Prophet Matthew, you're not an apostle. I guarantee I can go to any university in the United States of America and make $250,000 to $1 million with a PhD. Can your apostleship get you there? Absolutely not. So leave me alone. Stop bothering me. I can flow, but because of the respect of my dad, and I love him and I respect him at 80 years old. He doesn't believe in apostles. So out of the respect of him, I follow the respect of my father. Like some of you need to follow respect to your parents instead of having an ego trip. But now I have a doctorate degree. Now, let me leave that alone because I don't want to offend nobody right now. Because somebody get upset and get offended. I ain't trying to mess with you right now. Let's go to number two. Number two, execute a plan. Number three, listen to this. Number three. Number three, doors that fear has caused to be closed are open now. Doors that fear has caused to be closed are open now. Those are doors that fear has caused to be closed. They're open now. So you walking in doors right now in the earth realm that fear has caused to be closed. He said, I set before you an open door. Oh, no. He said, to the angel at the church at Philadelphia. This is Revelation 3:7. To the angel at the church at Philadelphia. Write these things. He that is holy, he that had the key of David. I open it and shut it and shut it and open. I set before you an open door. That word door in the in the Hebrew, one means access, other means communication. I'm giving you access. I'm communicating with you to give you access. I'm giving you access because I communicated to you that you will be able to flow in that spiritual dimension, and no one will be able to stop you in that spiritual dimension. I shut doors. Why? Because right now in the spiritual realm, October month, shut the doors on many celebrities who were high profile that was in a singing group. Those that sound was shut to them, that access. They didn't have that access anymore. They didn't have that line anymore to tap into that dimension. That's why the noble birthing families of the world, their third, fourth generations are gone. They wiped away. And the access is us. We have the access. That's why fear is gripping many of people, and faith is waiting for. Faith will overrule. Faith is telling fear you can't win, number one. Number two, it's time to execute the plan. Those who have vision, those who have a purpose, those who have their business plan in order, those who have, let me tell you something. Why is it that anybody who have an EIN number, you can get more money you want in the world right now. You can get more money you want in the world right now. Now put your plan together. And watch, look at your vision together. And watch the power that you can handle right now. Number two. Number three, the doors that fear has caused to be closed are open. Your dimension is open right now. Access and communication. That's why some people are afraid to move. They're afraid of their own sound because they're trying to figure out, God, is this you? It is him. It's the unknown. You so incarcerated with organization, denominationalism. You got to break the incarceration system to tap into this dimension. Let's go to number four. Number four, we're going to move here. Number four, this is blessing somebody. Number four. Number four, this is very powerful, and I'll stop and we'll pick up later on. Number four, health, wellness, mind, body, spirit, and soul are very critical. This is very critical for many of you at this very moment. Your health and wellness, it will be critical in 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027, 2028, 2029. That's why they're trying to make all these electrical cars so that your rhythm in your body will move from the electrodes of who you are. If they shut down, there will be a blackout. Once the blackout hits, all of the electrical cars wouldn't move. That's why you wouldn't be able to drive your, that's why you better stay in your gas car, right? You can ride your Eli Hutton car right now. That's okay. Because I'm telling you, people of God, that's why they're getting rid of all of the change. That's why they're getting rid of nickel, dimes, quarter. They want what? They want the nickel. They need the nickel. They need the nickel. Am I teaching today? Your health and wellness. They told the world in 2020. Thank you. Tell us the owner. They told the world and everybody before coronavirus came, they told the world coronavirus is for anybody that have pre-existing conditions in their body. They told you that. They told the whole world anybody got pre-existing conditions is for you. So you should have took care of your health. When that 40 days when they told you to go in the house, they said, take care of your health. Breathe in. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Some people say they got corona fat on there. You call it corona fat if you want to. Corona weight on you want to. I ain't giving corona nothing. I'm giving the crown power. I ain't crowning with it. See, because if you study what corona means, they already in 1990, in 89, 90, they gave you a beer called the Corona beer. And it was in the bottle, yellow. Then they gave you a city in 97, Corona the city. And then they gave you the virus. So they let you drink it. They let you live in it. Now they let you become it. Three dimensions. They already prepared you for this. They prepared the people for this long time ago. But the church world was spending more time trying to build buildings instead of building lives. You build the people. We try to control people. You can't control nobody. You have to have the power in sound. Right now in the earth realm, the biggest mega there is, mega ministries are over. Mega sound has begun. Your sound is the biggest ministry in the world right now. You control that realm with the power. You have to be mentally and physically in health. Your mind, if you're holding unforgiveness with somebody, release them. They have rent free in an anointed body. Stop letting people have rent free in an anointed body. If you didn't forgive them, move on. Don't keep going back to that, forgive me one more time. Don't walk in fear, getting around, oh, I don't want to hang around. That's how they feel towards me. No, what you're doing is you're agitating that demon. That demons are getting agitated because of your promotion. You have to be in a different trajectory. The trajectory of now is for the hour that we're in. And many of us, after this Tuesday election, after Tuesday night election, the world as it stands, and the political system will hit an economic collide. The financial marketplace will hit an economic collide. The world banking system will hit an economic collide. There will be a collapse in the economic system of the world. We're heading for a collide after the election because the election is going to determine the power source. From 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. That's why the Pope is trying to meet with Islam. That's why the royal family is in major chaos. That's why you're dealing with all of the issues going on right now over in Russia. The showdown over in Russia concerning what's going on in Ukraine. That's why the pharmaceutical industry of the world is jockeying and got the major lawsuit. Go Google it right now. The pharmaceutical industry is under the major lawsuits all over. They got so many billions of dollars right now that they're in lawsuits in. That's why, and when they gave them all of that money, it's supposed to cover their lawsuits from the AIDS virus to other viruses that's been going on, and the only one they didn't have because the Congress passed a law so that those who had coronavirus can't sue, that when you got the shot from all of these different companies, you can't sue them. So what they do, they gave you money. All right, let me shut it down real quick. Number four, we'll pick up on number four. It's time to seize the unknown right now, seizing the unknown. Time to seize the unknown in this season. All right, let's stop right now. I'm going to deal with the 4 points, and I said this before, and you can all write this down. It's four types of people in the earth realm right now. Four types of people in the earth realm. Somebody from my staff, I want you to write this down. Somebody from my staff. Sister Tina Wright, you can write it down. Sister Teasley, you can write it down. One of the staff, if my elders on here, I want you to write this down. Four types of people in the earth realm, you can do this. You can write this down. If my administrator is there, write it down right now. It's four types of people in the earth realm. Write down this right now, and you're gonna see them identify. Number one, four types of people in the earth realm, and I'm gonna tell you the critical person in the earth realm right now. Number one is four types of people in the earth realm. You have to understand one that do right. There are people in the earth realm that will write history. Number two is that people in the earth realm that will watch history. Number three, there were people in the earth realm that will participate in history. And number four, there will be people that will what? Become history. Now, the most important person of these are the ones that will do what? Become history. When you become history, you become the glory carrier. You become the record breaker. You rewrite what was written wrong. You close the incarcerated system. You want me to say that again? These are the type of people in the history. Minister Brian, write those down. Number one, there are four type of people in the earth realm right now. Number one is those who write history, those who watch history, those who participate in history, and those that become history. I'm becoming history because what I'm doing. You become a glory carrier. You become a record breaker. You rewrite what was written wrong in the narrative. And you close the incarcerated systems of the world. Those of you, take these in today, write down those things, and ask God which one of these places in history you're supposed to be in. Are you supposed to write history? In other words, let me look at what's going on and I'll write it. Are you supposed to sit back and watch history? Are you supposed to participate in it? Or are you supposed to become it? You have to know where you are at in history. All right, I want to give, this is the first Sunday in the month of November. This is a powerful time. I want to give everybody opportunity to be a blessing. Those who are partnered with us, covenant partners, virtual members, the people that who are with us today, I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing. I want you to call this, and listen to this, I want you to call the seed that you're sowing today, it's called seeding the unknown seed. Those of you say, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow $100 for this month into the seed of the unknown. I'm seeding the unknown. I'm sowing the seed of the unknown. Your seed, and watch how this seed is going to germinate right during this, after this election. Some of you will understand that your seed that you're sowing today, I'm sowing into the seed of the seeding the unknown. This is the unknown. I'm seeding the unknown right now. I want you to do it. Those who are going to sow today, I'm sowing, Prophet Matthew. I hear you. I know this is what you're saying is true. I know what has been spoken. I know what has been spoken right now. This is that time. You're doing it, man. You're doing it, woman of God. You can do it by one. You can do it by zeal. And we restore you. It's already on the screen what you can do. There who are following me. Those who are sowing it via Cash App, it's already on the screen what you can do. This is your time, man. This is your time, woman of God, right now. I'm going to minister to about five people prophetically some things, and I have to prepare for our next service, which is 11 a.m. at 231 East, 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. I want you to join us there today. You're going to be blessed by the word of the Lord God that's going to be released today. This is a powerful, powerful word today. The message is time to seize the unknown. It's time for you to seize the unknown. This is actually part two of the time to seize the unknown. It's actually going to be literally a 10-part series as we go into 2023. It's going to bless many of you. I thank God for my apostle friends that are joining me. I thank God for those who invited others to join us today. It's time to seize the unknown. There's going to be other things I'm going to be revealing. I thank God for my colleagues from different universities, my white colleagues and friends who are joining me, the professors that are joining me. I thank God for my other friend, my other colleague, who is a rabbi. Bless you, man of God. Thank you for inviting me to come be part of what you guys were doing and to ask me questions. Appreciate you all. Thank you for joining us today. I want to give you an opportunity to do that. Man of God, would you sow that seed today, woman of God? Would you do that today? I thank God for your seed in advance. Thank you, and I thank God for my good friend, Apostle Greg Jacob. Join him on Wednesday noon. Join him Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. They got a powerful word from the Lord. Apostle Greg Jacob and Prophetess Selena, they're doing a very powerful job. They're blessing the people. God, join them Wednesday. Join the man of God Wednesday. They're blessing the people around the world. I'm telling you, these are friends. One of my good friends, Gwen Marshall, she's doing something in Joliet today with her book. You can join her. She have a book. It's a powerful book. If you're following us, Gwen Marshall, put it on the screen up there so people can know. I'm telling you, these are all friends of mine who are doing great and mighty things. I'm telling you, it's powerful things that they're doing. Amen. Thank you for sowing, woman of God. There's another one. I need you to sow today. I need you to sow today. And when we come back, next time we come back, we're going to be talking. There's my administrator, Aretha Bryant. We bless the Lord for her. Keep her in your prayers, her family. We're blessing the Lord for them. All of the kingdom leaders that are joining us today. This is the word for you, Sister Felicia Augusta. This is the word for you, Sister Felicia Augusta. This is the word for you, woman of God. Take it down real quick. I hear the Spirit of the Lord God said in this season, he's doing something as it relates to relationship for you. And even as he's doing some things with relationship for you, he's turning some major things around in your life. There's some things that you were talking to the Lord between 2011 and 2012 that did not happen the way you wanted them. Get ready to see them manifest themselves, woman of God. The Lord said he's doing something in your prayer life that's going to be a little different than the way you learn and you've been taught. The Lord said there's even some things inside you as it relates to your family bloodline. I'm looking at six generations of the family bloodline. You're going to be changing them. Your 2023 is going to open up some things between February and March of 2023. Get ready, woman of God. You ain't seen nothing yet. All right, go ahead today. This is for somebody. This is for somebody today. This is another person today. I don't know who this woman of God is. Your name is Angela Spence Bolton. Angela Spence Bolton. Bless you, woman of God. And this is the word of the Lord God for you. The Lord said, in this season that you're in, you're going to begin to start writing. I'm seeing some things you were supposed to write between 2011 and 2018. And God said, you're going to begin to start writing some things down strategically. There's some things that happen between the ages of 8, 9, 10, and 11 in your life. And the Lord is going back to those ages. And the Lord said, begin to prepare yourself to write strategically. And I'm looking at something that's going to come from you that's going to really bless somebody in the family line. I'm looking at your sister. The Lord is doing something as it relates to a sister in your relationship. And God said, tell you, you got to trust him as it relates to some things that's been going on in the family. You have to really trust him because there's some things that you have sacrificed and you're kind of asking, Lord, do I have to continue to sacrifice? It's really not a sacrifice. It's an open door for opportunity you never experienced. Get ready, woman of God. You ain't seen nothing yet what the Lord is bringing you into for such a time as this. Prepare yourself for it in this season of your life. Get ready to walk into it. Sister Charnette, I did get your word, woman of God, and I received what you were sharing with me, but because of my traveling and some things I was preparing for an event, woman of God, I'm going to reach out to you, but this is what I hear the Lord God said for you. In this season that you're in, this is called count up the cost time for you, because right now, you got to count up the cost. There are many things that you haven't experienced, that you're experienced now that you haven't experienced before. And so your brain is open to so many new ideas and new things that are coming your way. I want you to take some time to write down 10 things that you want God to do. And I'm telling you, by March of 2023, you ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to manifest yourself. And the Lord said, even concerning relationship, because there's a person that's really trying to connect to you right now. I want you to really ask the Lord concerning this particular person. Because when you make this move, you know that things are going to slow down and shift in your life. So right now, you have to really know the dynamics of what's getting ready to be open to you in this season of your life. It's good to go to the next level in the educational process, but God has said, I'm taking you to a level in the presence of the anointing. There's some things that God is releasing to you right now in your mind that are unprecedented. You're getting ready to experience some things in this season of your ministry that are far greater than what you have been through over the last 10 to 15 years. In this place that you're in, God is showing you some things that you have not even experienced. There are some things that God is going to do for this certain loved one. There's three people that you believe in God for. And after today, woman of God, if you write their names on the paper and you lay hands on that paper, those three names, I promise you, they're going to blow your mind in the family dynamics of the bloodline. I see two of them are male and one is a female. And God is going to move over them like never before. The Lord has used you strategically to lead things in atmosphere. There have things been released into atmospheres right now, the atmospheric shift in the land. And the Lord said, tell you, woman of God, you're going to be a shaker in atmosphere now. There are very few women on major platforms right now that God is using. Most of them are old, and some are trying to move, and some are being maneuvered by system. God has his hand strategically on them. And the Lord said, are you willing to make a transition? The issue right now is God said, if I ask you to move from where you at, will you be willing to move from the uncomfortable place? Because you're in a familiar place. God is trying to thrust you into the unknown. And I'm telling you, if you move into the unknown, God will blow your mind with three things that you've been talking to the Lord about a long time. Watch it happen, woman of God. Get ready. You're in that season. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm dead at double state. Miss Ann Patton, there's some things that the Lord is doing you. Miss Ann Patton, there's some things that the Lord is doing for you right now. And in this place right now where you're at, the Lord is saying you have to release yourself of family, and especially some male pain, some pain from the male. And as you begin to trust God, there's some things that are falling off of you. I don't know what's been going on as it relates to your body, but even as I'm talking to you now, there's some supernatural things that the Lord is doing right now in your body. And God is touching you right now in that area of your body right now that's healing you. And the Lord said, trust me. And I'm looking at something that's miraculously happening right now today for you. And you remember in the book of Matthew, I believe 5 and 8 or 8 and 5, when the centurion man came into the city and strained himself to get to Jesus, he told Jesus, my servant is home, sick and grievously tormented. And Jesus said, we will go. He said, I'm not worthy for you to go under my roof. I'm a man under authority. I can tell him to go here and there. He said, speak the word only. And then the word of the Lord God from Jesus said, I had never seen such faith in Israel. What does that mean? That means right now, what God is doing right now, in the self-same hour, he will heal. In the self-same hour, God is doing a supernatural thing in your life and for your life right now. Sister Jackie Curry Liggins, there's some things that the Lord is doing in your life right now as it relates to your blood pressure and your respiratory system. Even right now, the Lord is doing something in the respiratory system of your life. There's some things that God is saying, and I believe I ministered to you before, but there's some supernatural things that God has told you to do. And I even hear the Lord say, there's a place in worship. There's some things you were supposed to do in the early 90s and going into 2000, that the enemy kept coming at you, kept fighting you and warring. You've been battling in the old zone of things, and God is bringing you to a new place in this season of your life to bring you to the greatness of who you are. You coming into a mature place right now in the kingdom of God, and it's almost like you're dealing with battle fatigue, but the Lord is working out all of the details and specific things for you even now, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I decree healing concerning a family issue that the enemy continued to bring up in your life, a major family issue concerning the father's side that's bothering you, that continued to affect you, but it did infect you. I speak the strength of God over you and the power of God in your life even now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. It is so for the glory of God. It is so. It is so. And I shared something with my administrator, and this is for somebody right now. This is for somebody right now. There is a major door getting ready to be opened for, I'm looking at 15 people right now. There's a major door that's getting ready to be opened in the beginning of this week that you had never thought would be open for you. It's getting ready to happen. Sister Nancy Jones, there's some things that God is doing right now. You've been in a spiritual dispute. When I say a spiritual dispute, it had nothing to do with you. It had something to do with your family line on your father's side. There's some things that you brought before the Lord, and it's literally been frustrating you. You carried some pain from some relatives in your family line and even the former ministry of some things that you gave and your sacrifice. The Lord said you have to release them. And those things have frustrated you. They've taken finances from you. It bothered you. And the Lord said, it's time to release these things from your life. so that he can move you into a place that you have never experienced. There's so many things that are creative inside you that the Lord has created for you right now that you're supposed to have been walking in even in 2003 and 2004. I'm even looking at something in 1999 all the way up to now. And it's almost if something hit your brain and shifted your life between 2003 and 2008, and then that time spirit, time cycle. Woman of God, you're coming out to some things that the Lord is getting ready to do for your life right now. Your best years are ahead of you. I want you to go to Haggai 2 and 9. And I want you to go to verse 1 and then go all the way down to verse number 8 and then 9. And I'm telling you, some things that you've been waiting for and you've been seeking God for will come to pass for you like never before. You are due for a vacation. You are due for some time before the Lord, not church time, but personal time, because there's some things that God told you to write. You did not write during that time because the enemy was blocking, called them writer's block. But I prophesy that those things be shifted in your life, woman of God, that you will walk in the power of the greatness of God for your life even now in Jesus' name. I decree and declare in the next 48 hours, woman of God, you will be writing like never before. You will be preparing things that you didn't even think would happen. You will be able to rest in the bosom of the things of God, and things are going to increase and multiply. Even when you were talking about transitioning, because you're talking about transition, I'm going to move, I'm trying to transition. The Lord said he's going to move in the transition. He's going to move in the transition, but don't do it from pain. Do it from the purpose, and watch God move for you. All right? We bless the Lord for you. Oh, glory to God. Another be the Osha. I'm telling you, something just hit my spirit, y'all. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I feel a move. I feel something moving right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Those who are following me on the blog side, Blog Talk Radio, I speak a decree over your life over there on the blog side, of things that you've been talking to the Lord about. I prophesy to those over there on Blog Talk, to the men and women of God that are listening to me over in foreign soil, over in Sierra Leone. I speak to you all over there, to my sons and daughters in Sierra Leone. I speak to my son over in the Ivory Coast right now. Son, things are going to work in your favor. We're coming to those countries in 2023. We will be there this 2023 year. We're coming over there to lay hands on all of those sons and daughters over there that are preparing for us to come. We're coming in your region. We'll be there. People of God, I'm telling you, I bless the Lord for all of you that are joining. Join me every Sunday morning between 7:30 and 7:45. We'll be teaching Sunday morning. Follow me on Drive By with the Prophet as we minister in the Word of God. The Lord just talked to the radio station, WYCO 102.3, Rejoice 102. They was telling us about our radio broadcast. They said our radio broadcast is doing tremendous. Thank you for those who watch us via Rejoice 102, the internet, that are blessing us. They just let us know that your broadcast is really blessing a lot of people. So we bless the Lord for that, because my intention was to come off, but they let us know that our broadcast is blessing people. All right, thanks to God. Join us at our sanctuary today. Sister Sabrina Daniels, bless you, kingdom woman of God. I'm telling you, now listen to this. I believe I shared this with you before, but I want you to write this down. Moving forward, this week will be a season, a week that you will move forward. You're moving forward in some things. There's some things that you're moving forward in. There is some strategy. This will be your strategy time and moving forward in, woman of God. And as you're moving forward in it, the Lord is cutting the last season of some parental residue from your life, because of where you're going and what's getting ready to manifest for you in you in this season. And when God is getting ready to do that for you in a supernatural way, not many days hence, and you're going to begin to see it real quickly, woman of God, this week. All right. This is a word for you, a man of God, Pastor Maurice Gregory. This is a word for you, man of God. This is a season where the Lord is doing some things in you in terms of the prophetic and apostolic oil on your life. There's some things that the enemy has attacked you in the family. And there's some things that were passed you by in the last several years. The Lord said this is a time that he's igniting you. There's some things that happened to you. I'm looking at some years ago in terms of an accident. The enemy has really been trying to kill you. He's been trying to kill you because of what's in your mouth. In this season that you're in, man of God, God is about to take you into a spiritual dimension in the spirit realm. And he's getting ready to release some things unprecedented in your bloodline. Your brother couldn't do it. Your siblings couldn't do it. Your mother and your father couldn't do it. The Lord said, you must know that I am releasing from you in this season some things that are going to be explosive for you. And you even talked to the Lord concerning a family matter. You've been talking to him a long time about it, and you've been kind of asking God some questions about this matter. That's between you and the Lord. And you've been wondering, Lord, why have certain things been hindered? The Lord said, I'm cutting this old cord. I'm looking at something had to do with 1998, 1999. The Lord said, I'm getting ready to show you exactly all of the things that you were supposed to be doing during that time period is going to manifest itself for you. You had to deal with some heavy betrayers that was in your life. You didn't know they were betrayers. You were trusting them because of friendship. God said, I'm igniting something in you right now. There's an igniting fire that's overtaking you right now that's getting ready to manifest from you and through you. The hand of the Lord God said, don't worry about titles and don't worry about position, because God said it's a repo notice for a lot of our enemies. God said, I'm using you strategically, and that thing that hurted you the most is going to bless you in this season. The thing that hurted you the most, God said, I'm going to bless you the greater in this season. I don't know why you didn't write this book that you were supposed to write, and you didn't finish the project you were supposed to finish. The Lord said, you don't run from in this season. Walk in this season. And there's some major healing because you've been through some ultimate attack on your body. The enemy attacked the immune system. He attacked you to try to take you out of here. But the Spirit of the Lord God said, I'm even looking at an angel, like going through your arm right now, like one of your arms were having some issue. They're going inside, and there's some miracles and supernatural things that are happening right now for your life. Even at this very moment, there's some things that are manifesting for you right now. I even hear the Lord said the cardiology, the heart thing, I'm doing some things for you right now. And I end on this. Man of God, you had some of the most hardest cases when it came to church people. You went through some of the most difficult and horrendous paths. You carried so much blood, but you never dripped through that season. You were leading but bleeding, but you wasn't dripping. God had to use you strategically, even in your quick season. I don't know what happened in your household, in your home, but the Lord said, I built you for this time. You're in a strategic time of your life. Get ready to seize the moment of the unknown in your life. Get ready, man of God. What was supposed to have been passed down to you as it relates to a position or a mantle, you were frustrated that your time didn't come, but the Lord said, I'm giving you governing authority to walk in the purpose and the plan for which I have for your life in Jesus' name. Get ready. I decree and declare this is the best chapter in the book of the bestseller in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Oh, y'all pulling on me too much. I got to go. But I bless the Lord. Those of you who are sowing that seed called a season. Season the unknown seed. You can go on the screen, season the unknown seed. Of those of you who are going to sow that season the unknown seed, please do that. Those who want to partner with this ministry, connect with us in this ministry. Those who are with us right now who want to become virtual members of this ministry, reach out to my office number, 877-912-2027. 877-912-2027. Let's connect men of God. Let's connect people of God. If you're interested in us coming to your city, town, or nation to minister the word of the Lord God, call us in that number. We love to put you on the schedule in 2022 and 2023 upcoming year. We're looking forward to connecting with many of you all to be part of what the Lord is doing. My job as an apostolic leader and a prophetic man is to be able to bless the kingdom of God and bring the people into the things that God has for you. Many of you are carrying encrypted codes that the enemy wants to suspend before time. There's some of you right now that the enemy is trying to stop the encrypted codes in you, and you don't even know you're carrying them, but I want to prophesy they shall be released. All right? Bless you on today, people of God. We love you all. We're thanking God for you all. Who's this lady right now? Isabella Astrop. Isabella Astrop. Elizabella Astrop. Listen to this, Elizabeth Estrope. There's something in your third generation gene of the family. You've been pulling on me today. So before I go, the Holy Spirit just released me to say this to you. There's some things that you specifically been talking to the Lord about, especially relationship as it relates to culture, relationship. There's some things that I'm looking at, something like I'm looking at. I don't know if it's age 23, something around age 23, or this thing is going to happen in 23 because I just saw 23. I'm even believing that it's going to be something in 2023 that the Lord is going to move on your life and in your life concerning some things that happened at age 23. I don't know which age you are. You don't have to put it on the screen, but I see something that's getting ready to manifest in February 2023, based upon the age of 2023. Now, I'm putting these ages together. Now, when I look at this, I'm looking at 23 and then 2023. So if I put those two, I get 55. I put 55 there. I get the number 55. But the two means union. Three means divide. So I don't know what this is as it relates to divine connecting or union or something God is going to put together divinely for you. But the grace of God is going to cover you for what you came out of that was trying to take you out of here. So you have to stay connected to the things of the Lord God and know that his will shall be done for your life and in your life in this season of your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Well, I speak and decree and declare breakthroughs for you, even the more that's coming up. All right, people of God, I must go. But I want to prepare the people for our 2023 year. We have a major women's conference that's coming in 2023. Mother Ellen Allen is going to be one of the speakers there. And the conference is called, the name of the conference is called Mama's Home. Mama's Home Conference in 2023 is going to be one of the most powerful conferences there is. I'm going to be one of the speakers, and it's going to be a women's conference, and we're going to bless the people of God. There's a move in the land right now for women of God, because the enemy is trying to abort your mission, trying to stop you from understanding your position. It's 2023. The name of the conference is called Mama's Home. Mama's Home Conference. You will have more information upcoming about this conference. We want to see you in the places, in the building. We want to see you there. Mother Ellen Allen, myself, and a couple of other leaders, we're going to be hosting this conference in 2023. We'll give you information how to register for the conference in 2023. It's called Mama's Home Conference 2023. You'll know more information and details about it. We want to see you in the building and in the place. It's going to be power-packed worship experience. We're going to have workshops there, as well as booths set up where people can sell their products and be a blessing. We want to see you at the conference in 2022 called Mama's Home Conference 2023. We want to see you in the place and in the building. All right. If you're joining us today in our sanctuary, we'll be going live. We look to see you there. All right. Love you all. I appreciate you. We thank God for what the Lord is doing. And those of you who are sowing that seizing the unknown seed, please do that today. We appreciate you. It helps us advance the ministry and do what we need to do for the kingdom of God. I appreciate that seed in advance. It's on the screen what you need to do to be a blessing. Please do that today. We thank you for it. I know you said, I got this to take care of, but consider sowing it. I got to make sure this car payment place, please consider sowing into that. I got to make this thing done right here. Sow that seed today. We appreciate you in advance. God bless you, daughter Alexis. We appreciate you on today. Thank you, people of God. Have a phenomenal day in the Lord. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all. All right, let me pray to Brian.
Victory is mine. Come on.
Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late, great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestore, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.